listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, December 20th. There's no weird way to pronounce Thursday, unlike Wednesday.
Oh, man, no, there isn't. That's sad.
Yeah. It is Thursday, December 20th, and we are in week three of Advent.
Yeah.
And I learned something fascinating this morning, that the rose candle is really only for Sunday. So I've been lighting the rose candle all week long.
Really?
Apparently that's only for Sunday. I don't know.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I learned something new every day. And speaking of learning, there's some great learning ahead for students in who are considering ag science and food science, or any of the... with agricultural science programs.
Which I think is
a new program available.
Really exciting.
Going to talk about that in just a little bit. And opportunity for Mercy Medical Teams coming up in 2019. We're going to learn from our missionaries who serve. They're home for a little bit here on Reconnect. Or home
or
service.
Christmas.
Home service. There's an appropriate term for it. And so they're in town, and we're going to talk about serving on Mercy Medical Teams with them. And tomorrow, hymn writer, we get a chance to sit down with a hymn writer and learn, get inside the mind of a modern hymn writer. Very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us this morning, the Reverend Dr. Brian Friedrich, President of Concordia University, Nebraska, and Dr. Tim Preuss, Provost of Concordia University, Nebraska. Thank you so much for joining us, friends at Concordia, Nebraska.
Morning, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good again. Thanks.
Glad to hear that you have exciting news, launching a new program at Concordia University, Nebraska, agricultural science. Tell us where the need for this program first became clear to you.
That's a great question, Andy. We, a number of years ago, said we would love, because of the great need across the Great Plains for ag education teachers, to start an ag education program. We've been preparing teachers for more than 120 years, and we said we know how to do education. We learned, however, that you can't have an ag education program if you don't have an ag science program. So we gathered a bunch of folks in and around and beyond Seward to talk about opportunities in agriculture science, and from that developed what we believe is going to be a very, very exciting program that's unique and will provide opportunities for students from our great church and from throughout the Great Plains to study ag science.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. What will this program look like for the students?
Well, that's a great question, Sarah. We're designing the Ag Science program to prepare students, obviously, from a biblical worldview to be stewards of God's resources. It's going to be a broad, general approach, so the curriculum will focus on the four main areas of agriculture, so animal science, food science, plant science, and agribusiness will all be woven throughout the program. And it's going to be a very project-oriented, intern-based, experiential kind of a program. So there'll be a large hands-on component through the labs that will be associated with many of these classes.
Talk to me a little bit about the location. So you guys are in Seward, Nebraska, obviously. But how does that location in Seward play a role in this new program?
Well, that's a perfect question. I think, Sarah, if I remember right, you are a Concordia Chicago alum.
I am.
And sometimes pejoratively, people have called Concordia University of Nebraska the college in the cornfield.
Yep.
That's a very apt and real description. We are. We're right in the middle of the Great Plains, the Ag Belt. One out of every four jobs in the great state of Nebraska is ag-related, and in fact, 50% of LCMS congregations are located in rural counties. So we are right in the heart of ag. We have multinational and regional companies in our backyard that have encouraged us and said, this is the right thing to do. We would love to have your interns. We would love to have your graduates, and we can't wait to partner with you. So our location is perfect. In fact, some of our alums have jokingly said, well, it's about time. How come it took you 124 years to figure out we need to have an ag science program?
How will this program fit in the community and connect you to the community and perhaps partners in that local industry?
Wonderful question. So as Brian just mentioned, Seward is a perfect location for a program like this. We have nearly 1,000 farms in the area. We have numerous regional and multinational companies that are operating right here in Seward County and in the region. And so we have an abundance of opportunities for partnerships, and that will lead to tremendous opportunities for our students for practical experiences and internships and ultimately jobs. The it's not just the 1 in 4 jobs in Nebraska is related to the agricultural industry. There's a national shortage of qualified individuals. The demand for ag graduates annually is 20,000 short of the supply. So it's really a field that we can prepare our students well, and we're confident they're going to find good jobs upon graduation.
So you mentioned this covers animal science, food science, plant science, agribusiness. What kinds of vocations are available to students? It's not, a city dweller like me.
There might be some city opportunities.
But it's not just the farmer. It's a much broader network of vocations for these students.
It is amazing, Sarah and Andy, how many jobs that we don't even think of are ag-related. Mm-hmm. So in our backyard, we have BASF's largest research facility. They do research with wheat and soybeans, so there are research jobs. We have some of the country's largest cooperatives, so there are management jobs. There are technical jobs. There are jobs working in banks in terms of ag lending. Obviously, there are production jobs. So whether it's a specialty in a technology or in leadership or management or finance, kind of across the board, there are all kinds of ag-related jobs. So you're right, Sarah. It's not just production jobs, although those continue to increase as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that alumni were excited that it only took over 120 years to bring about this program. It's a great match for Concordia University, Nebraska. What about others? Who else is happy to see this program coming to Concordia?
Well, Andy, I don't get many standing ovations. But this summer at the Nebraska District Convention, when I announced that Concordia was launching an ag program, immediately the whole delegation stood and applauded. And recently, one of our colleagues, Kurt Brashear, who's been a real driver of this program, was in Kansas City at the Rural Small Town Ministry gathering. And as he talked about ag, he had a similar response. So Kurth and I are kind of two for two as we talk about this. We're thinking maybe we need to change our spiel on the road.
I mean, I understand why it has such a response. This is kind of a unique program. I'm not aware of any other Concordia that has a similar program. If they do, I have yet to learn about it. And they can email us at coffee@kfuo.org because I'd love to learn about it.
So, I mean, the reality is there are very few private institutions that have an ag program at all. Those that do, we think our ag program is going to be distinguished from them in quite a significant way. Typically, when people think about ag programs, they're thinking about the large land grant institutions. And we have one of the finest ag programs in the country at the land grant institution just a little east of us, known as University of Nebraska Lincoln. Our goal is not to try to compete with what the big land grants are doing, but rather to learn from them and then find ways to put in the hands of students from day one a practical component. One of the things folks locally have told us, when we hire students, we want students who can speak ag, who understand ag, who have an appreciation for it, who have a high level of communication and relational skills. So that, in addition to content in ag-related disciplines, makes a great combination. And we believe if we can put these students in internships and practical experiences from day one, their entry into the workforce from graduation will be seamless.
I think that as we look at higher education and the trends and the needs, too, in terms of the workforce, more practical programs like this are certainly needed. And wow, just glad to hear it. How can we learn more about the new agricultural science program at Concordia University, Nebraska?
Well, one way to do that is via our website. Our marketing team has done a wonderful job of refreshing the website, and it's at concordia.edu/ag. So there's all kinds of information there. Another way that folks can learn more about, especially those pastors, leaders in our congregations, is if they contact churchrelations@cune.edu. There are 114 congregations in Nebraska and surrounding states who are part of Congregations for Concordia University, Nebraska. And those congregations have been a real wellspring for supporting students from their congregations who come to Concordia. So there's a rich resource of material there as well.
Dr. Brian Friedrich and Dr. Tim Preuss of Concordia University, Nebraska, thanks for joining us today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Both.
Coming up in just a little bit. A little bit to learn about Mercy Medical Teams coming up in 2019. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.